Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Most of us have faced various kinds of persecution. Fortunately, it's minor compared with what some Christians face today. And in most instances, today's persecution just doesn't measure up to what King David faced and when Saul was out to take his life. When David wrote Psalm 54, he had just been betrayed by the Ziphites, people from his own tribe. They reported to Saul where he was hiding, and in desperation and yet in faith, David cried out to God for protection and vindication. Listen to his words.
God, save me by your name and vindicate me by your might. God, hear my prayer. Listen to the words from my mouth. For strangers rise up against me, and violent men intend to kill me. They do not let God guide them.
Fortunately, David did not lose hope in the situation. After his prayer for help, he acknowledged that God was his helper, the sustainer of his life, and God came to David's rescue. When the Apostle Paul was facing death in Rome and was deserted by everyone, he mentioned Alexander the coppersmith, who, Paul said, did great harm to me. And then he added these words that in some respects sound like David's. Vengeance belongs to me. I will repay, says the Lord. Yes, God wants us to pray for protection and vindication. However, God also wants us to practice another exhortation from the Apostle Paul. He wrote, "Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good."
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.